before you get good feeling, when you start writing that stuff, before you can feel, you know, pretty easy and relaxed, and then you feel
anxious.
I'm so easy.
Tense.
Sometimes you've got something on your mind and you just keep going over and over, it's getting in there, so you're pretty
depressed.
There's one particular thing that I can't get out of here.
I can't think of.
Or if you were hiding and you were going to be at later, then you thought you were going to call up your mother so she wouldn't be
worried. Apprehensive.
Did you ever say uneasy? Mm-hmm.
Yes, uneasy.
If a channel refuses to go upstairs in the dorm, you'd say the channel is
afraid, scared.
What's the difference?
None that I know of.
Okay, so there's nothing, somebody who gets frightened for reasons. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of
scary.
Okay. I've played like a dog rabbit and I go to that graveyard.
Scary.
Okay. How come it's somebody who never was scary before? You say, well, she is dead, but she said she, okay, she's pretty brave now, but she
was scary.
Or tell me that in the past. She isn't scary now. She is scary now, but she
was it before? I don't know.
Okay. You probably heard this expression. The old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
Okay. What would you say is the opposite of used to be?
Never had been. Used not to be.
Okay. Would you say used to be?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Didn't used to be.
Some of the drivers around here aren't exactly reckless, but they sure are
careless.
I'm going to talk about an old person who has been sort of peculiar in their ways. And they're not so bad that, you know, they really need to be in an institution or something, but they're just not quite right. Mm-hmm. So I think Lizzie's a little
strange. Queer. Odd.
Anything?
Peculiar.
The word queer, does that ever mean anything else?
Yes.
I know it does. Okay, what does it mean?
Someone's a homosexual. Lesbian.
I think that's it.
I guess so.
Would it mean that to your parents?
No.
Have you been conscious of that word meaning homosexual for very long?
Yes.
Okay.